Maestro Mazzell said he's looking forward to what will be his Richmond debut.
What we will offer in Richmond is an orchestra, chorus, and singers who are now come through 2 months of rehearsals and performances. Our art, if you want to call it that, has been honed. And I think folks will be quite stunned by the high quality of what we have to offer.
It's all done, he added.
In a very friendly, young, enthusiastic spirit. I mean, we're not pretentious, and even though what I said is, seems like a lot of self-praise, it really is thanks to the enthusiasm and virtuosity and dedication and what something we call the castle of the spirit of all the participants, all of them, from the stagehands to the first trumpet or your leading singers. So that's what folks in Richmond can expect to see, a stage full of very dedicated, enthusiastic, and very competent people who love to do what they're doing and communicate that love most successfully.
The artists have spent 2 months at Mazzell's 600-acre estate. I asked if Castleton plays a part in what they accomplish.
You put your finger right on it. This is God's country. Yes, this has had an incredible impact. That is the environment. Because every festival I can think of, folks go to where they perform, and then they leave, and they go back to their bed and board, or the hostel, or hotel, or whatever. Here, they live right on our property. They are part of a larger scheme of things.
The Maestro brings together recognized international talent and the best and the brightest young performers to present what he calls total opera.
When you get it right on all levels, our stage director, I think, is a genius. And we've had some fantastic sets and scenery, beautiful young singers, all of whom had been auditioned and selected very carefully, and an orchestra second to none. And they come here with stars in their eyes and leave saying, this has been a life-changing experience, Maestro.
Tomorrow night's Richmond audience will hear the music of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess and Bizet's Carmen.
You will hear Denise Gray. Wow, as Carmen. The ultimate Carmen, as we all know.
Lauren Mazzell continues to travel to the opera capitals of the world.
Well, yes, I have accepted the music directorship of the Munich Philharmonic. It's starting actually in 2012, but de facto 2011, I'll be there already there this September. And then I'm doing a world tour with the Vienna Philharmonic to celebrate my 50-year connection with them, ending up in a three-concert series in Carnegie Hall in March around my 82nd birthday. Of course, the Philharmonia, I'm in the midst of, in London, in the midst of a Mahler cycle. We started it this spring, and I'm going to finish it off, or it'll finish me off, depending on whether I find the energy to do it, which I always have until now, and next September and October. Then I go back to New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan. You know, I do my guest conductor bit.
Each spring, however, finds the Maestro at home in Virginia, enjoying every minute with the artists who are part of the Castleton Festival. John Ogle, WCVE News.